Hare Krishna. So we said that mind is a storehouse of all sinful impressions. And how to get rid of that? Krishna is going to speak now in shloka number 27. Prashanta manasam hienam yoginam sukhamuttamam upaiti shantarajasam Brahma-bhotam akalmasham. So here Krishna is saying that prashanta manasam hi enam yoginam. A yogi, what does a yogi does? A yogi prashanta, prashanta manas, manaha. So what is he doing? He's fixing his mind on the Supreme. And since he's fixing his mind on the Supreme, what happens? Sukham uttamam. He attains highest transcendental happiness. And upaiti shanta rajasam. He goes beyond the modes of passion. And brahma bhutam. So finally, he realizes the Supreme, his qualitative identity with the Supreme, and akalmasham. Such a person, he gets freed from the reactions of the past deeds. So, what is the solution? What is the solution to get rid of the sinful impressions that we have on our mind? Very simple. Fix the mind on the Supreme and reach the stage of Brahma Bhuta. When that happens, automatically the sinful impressions will be completely eradicated, will be removed. Here it is said, Brahma Bhuta is the state of being free from material contamination and situated in transcendental service of the Lord. Being free from material contamination and engaged in transcendental service of the Lord. So very nice shloka from Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, shloka number 54. Where it says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochati Na Kangshati Samaha Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labate Param. So here, Krishna is very clear. He says, who is that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma? The person on the stage of Brahma Bhuta, the person who is Prasannatma, now who is very blissful within, who is that person? Na Shochati Na Kangshati. Such a person doesn't have any lamentation when he loses something, and Na Kangshati, he doesn't hanker for anything. If we properly analyze our life, we are actually stuck. We are actually stuck in a cycle. We are stuck in a cycle which is called as hankering, anxiety and lamentation. We are hankering, kangshati, we are hankering to get material things in our life. As soon as we see some advertisement, now say a new mobile or some new equipment or some new gadget or whatever new, we start hankering for it. As soon as we hear, as soon as we see, we start hankering for that particular thing. And we hanker and hanker and hanker, work hard and we get that. And after getting it, we have full anxiety. Oh, what if I lose? Oh, what if I lose? Oh, what if I lose? And we try to take care of it very, very nicely, maintain it very, very nicely. And after that, when the person loses it, he keeps lamenting all the time. Shochati, all the time keeps lamenting. Oh, why did I do this? Maybe I shouldn't have taken my mobile outside. So it has got stolen now. I lost it. What to do? And when he keeps thinking about that, he hears about the next thing, next gadget, or the next thing, he sees the advertisement and he starts hankering for that. Our entire life is just like this. Hankering, anxiety, lamentation, and again back to hankering something else. Again we are in anxiety and again we lament. And the cycle goes on and on and on till the last breath. So we are stuck in the cycle. So here Krishna is saying, the one who is freed completely from hankering, kangshati and shochati, lamentation, such a person can be called as Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. So this point is very, very important to understand. So what should we hanker for? Our hankering should be directed only towards one thing. When will I attain Krishna? When will I attain that pure devotional service to the lotus feet of Krishna? There is no need of hankering of anything in this world. Why should we hanker for anything in this world? Depending on our karma, anything, anyways it is going to come. Whatever is supposed to come will come. But then unnecessarily, when we utilize this space or fill the space of mind with unnecessary things, hankering for material, temporary things, we are not very intelligent then. We'll just waste our time, waste our mind space. But then if we start hankering for Krishna, then what will happen? Slowly and steadily, we start getting closer to Krishna. If we start hankering for material things, very, very fast we'll go away from Krishna. So it is very nicely said here that in the stage of Brahma Bhuta, the person is free from material contamination. He doesn't have any hankering now, any hankering for material things, or you know, any lamentation for the things that he has lost. Even when it comes to lamentation, the person in Krishna consciousness, he understands, okay, whatever I had, I was just the caretaker. Krishna gave me to take care of the things or possessions or people for some time, and now he has taken it away. Anyways, I am not the proprietor, I was just a caretaker. So now Krishna has taken it away. He is the proprietor, he can do whatever he wants. So a devotee on the stage of Brahma Bhuta, he is Prasannatma. Why? Because he does not hanker for material things, and he does not hanker for the material things which are lost. Because he very, very clearly understands that Krishna will give, I have to take care of it. Krishna will take, I shouldn't lament for it. Simple. Because he understands that Krishna is the eternal well-wisher. Krishna knows what to give and he knows what to take away so that we progress very nicely on the path of bhakti. This confidence he has, this faith he has. So here it is said, one cannot remain in the quality of Brahman the Absolute until one's mind is fixed on the lotus feet of the Lord. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayoho. So same thing, that we have to focus very nicely in devotional service. We have to invest a lot of time in devotional service. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, reading, hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, honoring prasadam. When we do all these things, our mind remains focused on the lotus feet of Krishna. And when we do this particular thing, yes, this point of getting rid of kalmasha, the contamination that is there in our heart, on the mind, all the past sinful impressions, all that will be removed. So what is needed? A great fire is needed, a great fire of hankering for Krishna is needed in the heart. And with that great fire in the heart, all this garbage that is there in our mind will get burnt completely. So this point is very important, that we should always be engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord. And when we do that, one should understand very clearly that that person will get factually liberated from the mode of passion and all material contamination. So if you are really interested, if you are really interested to get rid of contamination, get purified completely, serve Krishna with purified senses, then what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to engage in service of Krishna with lots of hankering to attain the ultimate goal, and that fire of hankering will burn the sinful impressions which are there on the mind. So in this way, Krishna has made it very, very clear, very, very clear that how can one get rid of the past, the reactions of the past misdeeds. Now, after speaking this, in the next few shlokas from 28 to 32, Krishna is going to explain the perfection of yoga is realizing the super soul. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.